See you later. Yeah, bye. I forget these things sometimes, so if you remember them, you might want to help me. Well, it's not really a punchline. I shouldn't call it a punchline. I mean, that leads you to believe that there's fantasy. No, this really happened. It was on my wedding night. It was on my wedding night, and me and Estelle were in the boudoir. And Estelle was looking a little frisky. She started tickling my belly. Because, well, you know, my belly hung out of my pajamas a little bit. And the only problem was we had to spend the night at my parents' house because we didn't have a lot of money for a hotel. And we turned in. It was our wedding night, mind you. We're very hungry. And Estelle comes to me with desire in her eyes and passion on her lips. I said, baby. My whole family's outside. My daddy and my brothers. I'm trying to keep it down, honey. I know I've been looking forward to this night, too. Don't get me wrong. But my family's out there, all right? So I held her close, and I'm kissing on that thing. And before you know it, she starts getting loud. Estelle, please, Estelle. My family is out there. Estelle! Get a grip on you. And my daddy said, everything all right in there, boy? I said, everything's fine, Paul. Everything's fine. I said, Estelle, they're hearing you. Now, you just shut up. I'm having a good time, too. But look at me. I'm keeping myself under control. And that's the least you can do. Oh, my God. Well, my daddy heard that for sure. And he jumps up and pounds on the door and says, boy, what you doing in there? I said, Paul, leave us alone. It's our honeymoon night. He said, you sure you know what she's doing? She's squealing a little bit in there. I said, Pop, I know what I'm doing. I said, Estelle, will you shut up for crying out loud? Estelle. Just then my daddy said, boy, I know you got it backwards. Ain't no way a woman should be yelling like that. I said, daddy, He said, you don't know what you did. I said, I know what I did. I said, Estelle, will you shut up? You're embarrassing me in front of my family. No, I'm having a good time myself, but you don't see me yelling like that. But, oh, God, she was just alive. She would not be to stop it. She would not be denied a desire. And I felt myself equally compelled to enjoy myself in an unrestrained manner. And I found myself not caring about my daddy or my brothers or my mama or anything. But still, at the moment, and I wouldn't recognize it. And I found myself lost in passion along with my baby. And as the spittle drooled over the corners of my mouth, I found myself rising in a crescendo of ecstasy as she and I danced the gay tarantella together. Well, with that, my daddy said, I can't stand it anymore. And he put his shoulder to the door, and I heard him boom, 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 boom. My brothers were helping him. Boom, boom. Finally, they knocked the door down, and Estelle just sat there and laughed at him. There they were, terror in their eyes, thinking they're going to find her all murdered and everything. And there she is, just laughing. I said, Daddy, get away from the bed for crying out loud. He said, shut up, boy. Just want to cut loose her wrists and ankles for crying out loud.